I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. As the store's owner, I want our clients treated with respect. I want our employees to have extensive product knowledge and be genuinely engaged with our clients. Our pricing is competitive, but our client attention is second to none. When considering a new car, consider Cherry Hill Volvo. Contact me directly. Relationships really do matter to us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As Governor Chris Christie said the other day on the Unbiased Journalist show on ABC this week, he said Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey issued a very similar executive order to Governor Andrew Cuomo, but nobody's talking about it yet. It's about time we do. And I want to welcome to the program, back to the program, though it's been a few years, Jack Cittarelli. He is the man who wants to take on Governor Phil Murphy this November. Hey, Jack, good morning, my friend. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Hey, good morning, Rich. Great to be with you and your listening audience once again.
Absolutely. And for those that that may not remember, you ran for governor last time. You did a great job. You had a very strong race. You're running again. You also are an assemblyman from South Jersey. So you know our area very, very well.
I know your area well, Rich. And as a gubernatorial candidate, it's my job to get up and down the state, all 565 towns, all 21 counties, North, Central, and South Jersey. I've been doing that for 3+ years, about 13 months now as an official candidate for governor.
Now, do you believe that there is, in fact, a Central Jersey? Because I find this point very controversial. I think there's only North and South.
Well, as a matter of pride, I'm going to say there is a Central Jersey because I live in it. I'm in Southern Somerset County, and I do think that Hunterdon and Somerset, Union, Mercer, and Burlington counties do kind of constitute a Central New Jersey. And as someone once said to me when I was running for governor, you ain't in South Jersey unless you're below the Atlantic City Expressway.
Well, that's interesting. It's always funny to figure out where that that line really is. Some say it's the I-95 corridor, you know, Trenton. But here's how I'll know. I'll ask you this. Taylor ham or pork roll?
Oh, listen, I've always been a pork roll guy, but have great respect for those that believe it's Taylor ham.
There you go. See, you're a smart man. You know your audience. All right, Jack, tell me about what's happening in Jersey and what you're going to – you have a big announcement you're making today regarding Governor Phil Murphy and nursing homes. Tell us about it.
Well, you're right. Chris Christie did say that what we've done here, what Phil Murphy's done here in New Jersey is similar to New York, but in actuality, it's identical to what was done in New York. Phil Murphy forced nursing homes to take in COVID-19 patients. And what's most alarming about that, Rich, is the very first deaths, the very first COVID-19 deaths in this country took place in Washington State. And in Washington State, those deaths took place in the nursing home. From the very beginning, we knew who the most vulnerable was to this contagious and deadly virus. And my mom's in a nursing home. She's lost 12 of her fellow residents. And knock on wood, she's doing well. But Phil Murphy forced nursing homes to take in COVID-19 patients. He never got the nursing homes PPEs, personal protective equipment. He didn't get the test kits to the nursing homes. And we now know of emails that were being circulated in the administration as late as March 28th of last year, telling nursing home personnel not to wear masks. This is the reason why Phil Murphy has extended immunity to nursing homes. People can't sue for any form of negligence because it was his negligence, not the negligence necessarily of the nursing home operators that killed people there. So today we're announcing that we're going forward with a number of OPRA requests, Open Public Records Act requests, and we want to see every single communication that took place between this administration and the Cuomo administration with regard to nursing homes and discussions amongst cabinet members about how to manage COVID-19 in the nursing home environment. Let's get to the truth.
Jack Citarelli is my guest. I've known Jack a long time, and I was very happy when he gave me a call on Sunday and said, "Hey, Rich, I got to come back on the show." I said, "Absolutely, Jack, because we gotta get rid of Phil Murphy. I think he's a disaster as governor." So there's a couple points on this, and I'm glad you're going to do this investigation. You're going to call on this and try to get these Oprah requests. Our veterans in New Jersey have also been incredibly impacted by these executive orders by the governor with regards to nursing homes.
There are three nursing homes in New Jersey that are specific to veterans. Believe it or not, they're all owned and operated by the state. And what was most offensive about Murphy's rhetoric on all this is he seemed to be always pinning it on the private nursing home operators who were forced to do the things that I just mentioned because of his executive orders. But when, in fact, the greatest number of deaths took place in the veterans' homes that are owned and operated by the state. And so that's where the Murphy is a fiendish politician, Rich, where he was blaming it on private nursing home operators when it was the very own state-owned and operated nursing homes where we had the greatest number of deaths are our veterans. And know this, in the United States, New Jersey leads the nation in nursing home deaths on a per capita basis. Florida has twice the population of New Jersey, one half the nursing home deaths, because their governor would not allow COVID-19 patients to be readmitted into the nursing home environment. Okay, we could have used field hospitals. We had other alternatives. We worked closer with our hospital systems, but instead Murphy went down this road and we suffered all the consequences.
Jack, why do you think all the attention has been on New York and Cuomo's nursing home disaster and all the deaths there? And why do you think Murphy, up until now, at least up until you've been trying to go after him, has largely gone unnoticed here with this?
Well, there's two reasons, I believe, Rich. New York is the media capital of the world, and it's got about 18 TV stations that are specific just to New York. As we know, in New Jersey, we have only two TV stations. And so New York always gets all the attention first. But let's not forget what also called attention to this more recently was the smoking gun. A member of the Cuomo administration telling the press that they lied about the number of deaths that took place in the nursing home. I don't think the Murphy administration has been completely transparent with what it is that's taken place in the nursing homes. In fact, here in New Jersey, just as in New York, the legislature is controlled by Democrats, and there have been Democrats in our legislature that have criticized Murphy for not being transparent enough with all the information and the processes by which they made their decisions. So we're going to get after the transparency by issuing these Oprah requests today.
Jack Citarelli, I have been saying now almost daily that the unions in New Jersey, the teachers unions, are out of control. And what they're doing by forcing a lot of kids to still be remote a year after this pandemic is inexcusable. It's very obvious that Murphy is controlled by the teachers unions. If you're governor of New Jersey, will you take them on to make sure the kids can be back in the classroom?
I will certainly take on the NJEA leadership, which has been an obstructionist, in my opinion, to helping get the kids back into school. At the very least, Rich, K through five, those kids below the poverty line who can't remote learn because they don't have access to the internet, and special needs students. We've got to get them back in school. And you can't tell me the vast majority of our school districts don't have enough teachers who are younger, perfectly healthy, and the least vulnerable to this disease, especially in light of the Center for Disease Control, CDC, under Joe Biden, has said there is scant to little evidence of the spread of the virus in the school system. We've got public schools in New Jersey that have been open since September in Homedale. Why isn't that a model? We've had parochial and private schools that have been open since September. Why isn't that a model? And I do believe that Murphy's lack of leadership on this issue has a discriminatory effect. You and I both know people that have said to hell with the public school system, pulled their kids out and put them in private parochial schools because they can afford to pay for it. What about all the people that can't afford to do that? This has a discriminatory effect on those families, those children who are experiencing significant learning loss. And for special needs students, Rich, 1 month of learning loss is the equivalent of 3 months learning loss for a non-special needs student.
Oh, that's unbelievable. I mean, these parents that are so worried about their kids and their development, Jack. I know you've also talked about the vaccine program in New Jersey too. I was amazed at this. I was talking to a friend of mine, and now she was a liberal. She's been converted because of Phil Murphy, so now she's probably going to vote for you, which is good. But she could not believe that prisoners were going to get the vaccine before her elderly parents.
Well, Rich, why would anyone, as governor, if they had only a million doses of the vaccine, and by the way, that's the job of the governor, to secure as many doses of the vaccine as possible. But a few weeks back when we had only a million doses, he changed the eligibility criteria that made 4 million New Jerseyans eligible, including smokers of any age. And if a person showed up online for a vaccination, they didn't even need a note from their doctor that said they were a smoker. They could just say, I'm a smoker. So in Phil Murphy's world, we put inmates before seniors. We put smokers before teachers. It boils down to this, Rich. If you haven't been vaccinated yet and you want to get vaccinated in New Jersey, start smoking and get arrested. We'll get you vaccinated tomorrow.
Smoke them if you got them, kids, because that's the way to get the vaccine. Unbelievable. All right. So, Jack, you're making your announcement today, calling for an investigation into the New Jersey nursing home scandal. I hope you stay on this. You made a great point earlier, which is New York has it's the media capital of the world. And New Jersey has always been, sandwiched between Philadelphia and New York. But I think these issues that you're talking about resonate with everybody across the country, Pennsylvania residents, New Jersey residents, and certainly people outside the area. And this is the reason why, because we're all watching the incompetence of these Democrat governors, and we've all watched as the media hailed them, put them on pedestals, and is now trying to cover up the disaster that has been their administration, at the same time as they call out and try to make Ron DeSantis a villain, even though, as you pointed out earlier, Florida has much better numbers. So I'm glad you're speaking out on this, Jack, and I'm going to make sure that you do get the media coverage that you deserve on this, and that this issue gets the media coverage it deserves, because let's face it, there are families here. I mean, you told me your mom lost 12 people, 12 of her friends in a nursing home. That is so incredibly heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking, Rich. But listen, know this. Here's the benefit of the gubernatorial campaign. We've got a 10-month mano-a-mano here in New Jersey, Jack Cetarelli versus Phil Murphy. And I'm confident at the end of that 10 months, the people of New Jersey will have all the information they need to make an intelligent choice as to what's right for New Jersey. I'm confident they're going to decide on Jack Cetarelli and give the Republicans a chance to have a majority in our legislature for the first time in more than two decades. This isn't just about the governorship. For me, this is a very, very serious point, a very, very important point. All 120 seats are up in the state legislature. Democrats have controlled the legislature for more than two decades. I'm asking for the people in New Jersey, just give us a chance. If you want change, you've got to make a change. Just give us a chance. Let us show you what we can do.
You can follow Jack on Twitter at Jack4NJ. Jack Cetarelli, thanks, buddy, and best of luck as you continue the campaign. I'm excited about this.
Well, Rich, thank you for the opportunity. I'm looking forward to next time.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.